improvement to you, but I'll just look up the name. All these things have a nickname. .com. And then it'll come up. And there's a subtitle name, yeah. Life Change Tea. Yeah. That's it. Get the tea. I don't know why they're using two the names yet. Yeah, it's called getthetea.com, and it's at home of Life Change Tea. Okay, getthetea.com. Look that up. And there's people have incredible reports about it. There's no paid ad for it on RBN or anything at the moment. But Life Change Tea, and it's under the heading of getthetea.com. And detox, deliver, and help you get rid of all the prescription drugs you had, which are lurking around your system. But I'll just go back on my own site here. But that is one of the best, that's for sure. But in another one here, it's a massive, shocking, terrifying problem for people, chemotherapy. And again, we hear in the alternative medicine industry, there's no need for it. And they have putting up one here. This is Isabel Z, a writer for Natural News, is saying, sweet wormwood is a powerful alternative to chemotherapy, and it's thousands of times more effective. So just read her article here. These are kind of discarded weeds around the country, but wormwood. Anyway, we'll see what she says. She says, with the many incredible scientific and technological advancements that are available to us today, it's frustrating that so many people continue to die of cancer. Chemotherapy is still the most widely used treatment, even though it isn't saving nearly as many lives as we would like to do. And those who do manage to survive must often deal with the serious side effects. Pharmaceutical researchers are constantly developing and testing drugs that never seem to pan out. But what is the answer? What if the answer to all of this isn't found in a hospital at all? Scientists are increasingly demonstrating just how powerful naturally occurring substances can be in the fight against cancer. Well, that'll be a very, very small group of scientists, let me tell you. And they're up against a war, I fear, against them from Big Pharma and the government health department and the GPs who are working for them. In many cases, these substances are able to destroy cancer cells without harming the healthy cells nearby. One such solution that doesn't get nearly as much attention is sweet wormwood. Okay, that's what nobody knows about it. Get it in a herbal shop. But I'll come to a caller in a minute. Wormwood grows naturally in parts of Europe, Asia, and North Africa, and is perhaps the most famous for its use in the alcoholic beverages industry. Sweet wormwood, however, contains an active ingredient, Artemisinin, and has been used in Chinese medicines for thousands of years. Okay. Anyway, we have a caller, Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda. Hello.
Hi, PJ. How are you? I know you know who this is. I was listening to Vince Finelli's show. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And he had an interesting caller. It was an alternative doctor that called into his show and asked if she could be on the air with him because there appears to be a situation where I had never heard of this before I listened to his show, but people are apparently, it's, I don't know if you call it a fad or a thing, but they're listening, they're starting to drink camel milk. Milk from a camel. And
For what reason?
Okay, so you don't know anything about it. Okay, well,
no.
Apparently, I should say, what camel milk has in it that no other milk has is some sort of like antigen or something that when you drink it, it crosses the blood-brain barrier and it doesn't touch any healthy cells, but it goes in and like, you know, grabs onto the unhealthy cells and will filter it through your liver, so it's like a kind of
well,
like
an... That would indicate it's a detoxant. Fair enough, sure. There's a list, anybody who seriously goes into Natural News, and it's very well laid out, and you put in the query into the search box, they will bring you up the best articles and remedies from fantastic herbalists about detoxing from anything. Absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah. I was listening to his show, and one thing she said was she was asked, I think, by the medical establishment to get the word out. Apparently they're going to have to add the question to medical surveys, do you drink camel milk? Because what it does is when you go under for surgery, if you've been, she said, there's an example of somebody who'd been drinking it for several months, few months, maybe 4 or 5, mm-hmm. 6 months or something, and they had to go in for surgery, and they woke up during the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because I think, well, it definitely increases the your liver function, so the toxins in your body are cleansed out with it, and
mm-hmm.
you know, any kind of drug that you might take, it doesn't.
Yeah, what are you saying about the waking up during surgery? That was a good or a bad thing, or what? Or the anesthetic?
I don't know, PJ, but I wouldn't want to wake up in the middle of heart surgery. But my point is that they're going to have to add it to a questionnaire because people are going mm-hmm. under with anesthesia, and the anesthesia isn't lasting. It doesn't last as long as they think it will.
Well, I'll give you two things that I'm not a herbalist by any means. I'm reading out serious reports from good people. But I'll give you one about dentistry in a minute and anesthetic. Three things in a minute about anesthetic. But if the medical establishment are going after it, I guarantee you they're going out to knock it out, to run out propaganda against it. That's number one. But I had major dental surgery in a operating theater last year. But one of the things I took before it was I was switched from taking aspirin to garlic for a month. And garlic, if you're going for dental surgery or any kind of surgery, will absolutely minimize the effect of pain, and you need very little anesthetic. But there's another thing about anesthetics, you'd have to do a piece on it separately. Having a full anesthetic over the age of 60 is very, very dangerous. It can bring on Alzheimer's, and that's known. They've known that for years. It's just leaking out now. But it's very, the great thing about surgery has had increased, but the one modern thing about medicine that's very good, surgery has increased in leaps and bounds, largely because of the wars. But surgery, full anesthetic operations over 60, very dangerous, very dangerous. I have to say that. Okay.
Right. So that's the other thing they brought up is dental surgery. If you mm-hmm. if you drink camel's milk and you've been drinking it for a while, it's really hard for that dentist to numb your tooth. So that's why she went on his program, was to say, you know, mm-hmm. let your doctor know. I'd never heard of it before. But apparently it's the only milk that goes in.
Depending what way you're made, but probably you don't need an anesthetic with it. But I had a filling done the other day and for half an hour, 27 procedures, something on it, and he drilled out the old one without an anesthetic. Okay, that's the way I'm made, right? But some people are hypersensitive. But I'm telling you, garlic, one thing I do know, I did it, a run of garlic if 3 or 4 weeks before dental surgery, you'll hardly need an anesthetic. And I'm the living proof of that. And I asked dentists on site about that. No, they didn't know. And another one, just this is
here's
a site.
One more interesting point, because Al Whitney, on her show, she was talking about psychological disorders. So I was like, I wonder if camel's milk would help that. Well, there hasn't been any studies on specific psychological
looking
disorders.
Looking it up on National News, that's a new one on me. But the... I was going to say one other small thing. It slipped my mind. I can't think of it.
One thing that camel milk does say, they have done a study on children with autism and camel's milk, and it totally helps that. And one last point, PJ, and I'll let you go. Mm-hmm. But when people drink camel's milk, they did do this study on prostate cancer. On prostate cancer, it lowers the PSA levels a lot, by a lot. Yeah. So
But some people would be allergic to those things as well. But another thing, we mentioned, they might be. They have to check that out first.
Camel's milk is the only milk that doesn't have any lactose or casein.
Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
If you're lactose intolerant, it doesn't have that. Anyway, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Rhonda. Right. Thank you. Right. And I'll just add, I'll just add one last thing to it around dentistry. I'm not giving out dental advice, but one thing to refuse point blank to dentists is temporary fillings. I had a set to at several dentists recently, and a group of six of them around me in an operating theater. And I said, I have a question for you. And they looked at me and thought I was going to sue them or something. And I said, I said, before I answer the question, I said, I do know the answer, like a barrister in court. And they got very nervous. And I said, what's the life of a temporary filling? And they looked at each other, looked at me, and they didn't know. They didn't know. Well, I'll tell you, it's a maximum about 6 months. And ultimately, if you don't have it out, you'll lose the tooth. That happened to my teeth, to these young female Eastern European dentists that the UK is full of. And I know that what happened, but temporary fillings are a filthy scam in the NHS. It's just to process as many people through the dentist chair as possible, turn them around, do the filling, no anaesthetic needed, out you go. But beware of temporary fillings. They're a filthy scam. But I see a note here saying it causes your liver to remove toxins much faster than normal. But, well, decoxing the liver is vital, and there is fantastic articles on I mention it regularly, but it's because it's the best. Naturalnews.com. Go to the search box there and pull up the articles. They are very, very well-researched articles. Considering most people go to a doctor, they get mealy-mouthed claptrap, the bedside manner chat. He hands them a prescription and off you go. And 90% of people haven't got a bold notion what's in that prescription. And that's the gist of what we're talking about here. Like this, different things come up, wormwood and different things that are effective for instead of chemotherapy. And again, put that into the search box on Natural News and you'll get plenty of options. That's for sure. But anyway, that's good. Rhonda in Missouri is paying attention to these things. But I admit there's a lot of quacks out there. I'm not saying anybody because they're in alternative medicine are right. You have to cross-check people, check their work, and check out things. But 90% of herbs are harmless and they don't have side effects. Or you have an allergy or an addiction to something, et cetera. But I'm using the wrong word. They probably have I'll think of the word in a second. But anyway, this other, but as I say, we rely heavily on Natural News. And I see Mike Adams has gone ahead and changed the name of Real Video, which is a very dangerous thing to do if we're launching a new thing. I mean, it's so dangerous, but he'll probably get over it. Brighteon.com is the name of his new YouTube site. Brighteon.com. A very unusual name, but that's a hell of a risk to do midstream in when you launch a product. I've been 20 years doing that with companies years ago. But there you are. And Paul Craig Roberts here in an article later on has said, United States is a dead man walking, I say. But one other one about EU link attacks will kill open access to Creative Commons news. I'll see if we come to that in a minute. We've got and I don't know if this is the Ken one guy who Ken somebody can't remember where he's from, but I don't think it's this one. Ken in New York. Okay, hello, Ken.
How you doing? That Rhonda from Missouri just stole my thunder. I ordered capsules, camel milk capsules. I was reading about it. I was sitting here trying to formulate a question of how to make it fit into the show. She gets on and says everything.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that I ordered it, well, I have diabetes. I'm not in terrible health, but, you know, it does do its wear and tear on you. And one of the things I was interested in, I read the thing about how it lowers PSA numbers. Now, I don't have cancer, but, you know, as you get older and you have diabetes, it tends to bring these things on. So I was wondering if it would lower the PSA. Mine's just gone up just a little bit. It's supposed to be like zero, and you one or two. And, you know, your doctor, oh, you got nothing to worry about. It's got to go up to four. Nah, you don't, you know, listen to them.
And, well, I'll name two things for you that are outstanding and massive, and I am not a herbalist. I just read some of the research on this, but naturalnews.com, and Green Med Info. They're two of the most powerful sites on the internet. There's also
Natural News.
I have all their archive printed down and referenced to, but currently doing a research thing on detoxing from vaccinations. There's many systems out there, but I hope to come up with a very good one for a friend of mine whose child is 8 years of age now, was vaccinated, and is progressively becoming autistic. But we'll deal with that. But I see. Okay, anything else on that?
Yes, I'd like to ask you another question. I've thought about this from time to time. In a lot of times when you buck various systems, you can border on the edge of being threatened by legal action. In the UK, mm-hmm. or any parts of the UK, does the concept of pro se litigation exist? Or is that something only in the US?
We have very draconian laws here in some areas. Still a free, open society here to a large degree, but what you have is sub judice. Once a major item goes into the court, you can't, in the media, comment on it. You can only give out the key facts. You can't discuss the subject when it's what they call sub judice. It's in the court being bashed out. But this country is up to its neck in litigation like America. And the same principles apply. The multinationals have the money, and the pharmaceuticals have the money to chase people and destroy people. And as I've endlessly doing on this program, it's a big part of what I do in writing and research. Big pharma own the medical profession, and they in turn are owned by the military-industrial complex. So that's where we are. Okay.
Yes, I understand that, but the question I'm driving at is, can a citizen go represent themselves in court?
You can. It's happened several times, but you need advice.
Advice.
The court is full of tricks to entrap you. American law and British law is
full.
Oh yeah, you can still do that. Yes, to answer your question. Yes.
Okay, obviously you have to know what you're doing. I understand that. Mm-hmm. Nobody tells you anything. You're being tricked and entrapped at every juncture.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, take care. And one of the things following up on that is to use a good quality paralegal who's not polluted with the Masonic law and the Admiralty law of the Bar Library and the, what's the other legal organization? Well, the Bar Library and the case law that they love to win cases on, barristers looking for a similar case to prove that that was a precedent. And therefore, they argued the case this way and that way. But the other failure in the legal system is attached to journalism. Serious journalism is dead, as Paul Craig Roberts is sick telling people. Investigative journalism is a tiny minority of people now. And we have these crushing monopolies in America. There's no free enterprise hardly anywhere now because of the likes of Amazon, who control 68%, this is relevant to say, of all purchases on the Internet. And it's killing the high street in Britain. It's just like in America, exact same thing going on here. Major branches of chain stores shutting down. It's not reducing the rents. You have these national charities with money to burn who own key sites on the high street. But your average person starting a business and running a business who needs a retail site has to pay through the nose and run at all the expenses, et cetera, et cetera. So free enterprise is being hammered by monopolies. That's something Trump doesn't get through his skull, the breaking up of monopolies. If he starts in these next 2 years breaking up monopolies, he's beginning to look at Google because they're attacking him, but that's the only reason. Well, that's where we are. But anyway, we're at the first break of the second hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, coming back in to the end of this first break of the second hour, the Barden Report, and the number to phone in if you've had any chat to this is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm just reading a slightly offbeat piece, but relevant. The way these organizations and multinationals and government agencies, the EU in this case, in order to supposedly bring out law, if you hear them say they're protecting somebody, believe me, they're doing the direct opposite. And this copyright law, that's designed to shut down communication. Again, another bolt or nail in the coffin of communication and free speech, copyright law, and this is what it is here. The EU link tax will kill open access and creative comments news. And somebody called Cory Doctorow, I've read some of her before, writing this. It says, all this month, the European Union's trilogue is meeting behind closed doors to hammer out the final wording of the new copyright directive, a once non-controversial regulation that became a hotly contested matter when, at the last minute, a set of extremist copyright proposals were added and voted through. One of these proposals is Article 11, the link tax. L-I-N-K-T-A-X, link tax, which requires a negotiated paid license for links to that contain excerpts of news stories. The directive is extremely vague on what defines a link or a news story and implies that an excerpt consists of more than one single word from a news story. I don't know how they're going to define that. Many URLs contain more than a single word from a headline. Article 11, like this article I'm reading out now, is supposedly the property of the person writing it, but there's usually fair use involved in these articles. That's under the regime that I read them out. Article 11 is so badly drafted that it's hard to figure out what it bans and what it permits. That's why we've written to the trilogue, T-R-I-L-O-G-U-E, negotiators, to ask them to clarify these points. What can be discerned is deeply troubling. And one of the directive's recitals is Article 32, and it says, the organizational and financial contribution of publishers in producing press publications need to be recognized and further encouraged to ensure the sustainability, of the publishing industry, and thereby to guarantee the availability of reliable information. Well, that sounds okay to start with. Yeah, and it goes on to say, it is therefore necessary for member states of the EU to provide at union level legal protection, at the European Union level, EU level, legal protection for press publications in the Union for digital users. Such protection should be effectively guaranteed through the introduction in Union law, I don't know why they can't use the word EU law here, of rights related to copyright for the reproduction and making available of to the public of press publications in respect of digital users in order to obtain fair and proportionate remuneration for such users. I don't know. So there's going to be a price. Private users should be excluded from this reference. Now, that's a key phrase. Private users should be excluded from this reference. In addition, the listing in a search engine should not be considered as fair and proportionate remuneration. Well, this is they're giving a license to Google to rip us all off. And it goes on to say, once you get through the Eurocrates verbiage here, recital of Article 32, that one, anyone who wants to link to the news has to have a separate commercial license. And two, news companies can't waive this right, even through Creative Commons licenses and other tools for granting blanket permission. yeah, absolutely screw the thing up with legislation. The European Union is a legislation factory. That's why Britain wants to leave it. 60,000 laws in 43 years. Many news organizations allow anyone to link to their network, including some of the world's leading news gatherers, ProPublica. ProPublica's mission is for our journalists to have impact. That is not to spur reform. Global Voices is quoting another organization, a leading source of global news written by reporters on the ground all over the planet, and many others. These Creative Commons news and entities often rely on public donations to do their excellent deep investigative work. I hope they're not including Wikipedia now, which is a dicey organization for half information. Allowing free reuse is a key way to persuade their donors to contribute to that funding. Without Creative Commons, I presume that's free use, some of these news entities may simply cease to exist. Sure. And he goes on a bit here. Beyond sources of traditional news, an ever-growing section of the scholarly publishing world, like the leading public health organization, Cochrane. Yes, very good. Al Whitney has been dealing with that for years. The Cochrane Collaboration of Medicine, open information from non-biased sources, makes some of all their work available for free reuse and the spirit of open access. With all the information on RPM, there's no copyright. It's for reproducing for the entire world. The idea that scholarship and research benefit when scholarly works are disseminated as freely as possible. Article 11, trampling of Creative Commons, this system of open access, isn't an accident. Before the links tax rose to the EU level, some EU countries tried their own national versions. When Germany tried it, the major newspaper simply granted Google a free license to use their works because they couldn't afford to be boycotted by a search giant. When Spain passed its own link tax, the government tried to prevent newspapers from following the same path by forcing all news to have its own separate, unwaverable commercial right. Spanish publishers promptly lost 14% of their traffic and $10 million a year. But all of the Latino countries are not terribly interested in the facts anyway, I have to say. All of this is a good reason to scrap Article 11 altogether. The idea that creators can be protected by banning them from sharing their works is perverse. If copyright is supposed to protect creators' interests, it should protect all interests. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour. Break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back in from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And I'm going on to a key, the most important thing I was going to read today. I have it now here. And John Whitehead, he is one outstanding good writer. He's describing accurately and sharply what is going on. And he's writing an article here, an activist post. It's called America is on the Brink of a Nervous Breakdown. That's a fair collective title. But he goes on to say, John Whitehead, as nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there is a twilight when everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is such in such twilight that we must be most aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness. And he's quoting Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas. Okay, I realize that. Okay, and he's starting his article here at this point. He said, yet another smear of ugliness, hatred, and violence. yet another ratcheting up of the calls for the government to clamp down on citizenry by imposing more costly security measures without any real benefit. More militarized police, more surveillance, more widespread mental health screening of the general population, more threat assessments and behavioral sensing warnings, more gun control measures, more surveillance cameras with facial recognition capabilities, more see something, say something, that's for getting children to snitch on each other, programs aimed at turning Americans into snitches and spies, more metal detectors and whole body imaging devices at so-called soft targets, more roaming squads of militarized police empowered to do more stop-and-frisk searches, more fusion centers to centralize and disseminate information to law enforcement agencies, and more government monitoring of what Americans say and do, where they go, what they buy, and how they spend their time. That's an opening paragraph, and that really does accurately describe what is. So there you go, one about two words, what is. That's what this program is going to be about. All of these measures play into the government's hands. All of these measures add up to more government power, less real security, and less freedom. As we have learned the hard way, the phantom promise of safety in exchange for restricted and regulated liberty is a false, misguided doctrine that has no basis in truth. Hear, hear. Things are falling apart. When things start to fall apart or implode, ask yourself who stands to benefit. In most cases, it's the government that stands to benefit by us amassing greater powers at the citizenry's expense. Unfortunately, the government answer to civil unrest and social violence, as always, will lead us further down the road we've traveled since 9/11 towards totalitarianism and away from freedom. With alarming regularity, then the nation is being subjected to a spate of violence that not only terrorizes the public, but also destabilizes the country's fragile ecosystem and gives the government greater justification to crack down, lock down, institute even more authoritarian policies and for the so-called sake of national security without many objections from the citizenry. Clearly, America is being pushed to the brink of a national nervous breakdown. This breakdown, triggered by polarizing circus politics, media fed mass hysteria, racism, classism, xenophobia, militarization, and militainment. The selling in brackets is explaining that phrase. Entertainment, the selling of war and violence as entertainment, yes. A sense of hopelessness and powerlessness is in the face of growing government corruption and brutality and a growing economic divide that has much of the population struggling to get by is manifesting itself in madness, mayhem, and utter disregard for the very principles and liberties that have kept us out of the clutches of totalitarianism for so long. Excellent stuff. Yet, he goes on to say, there is... We're on page 4 of an article that is 20 pages long, and it's worth reading this, I can tell you. Yet there is a method to his madness, to this madness, meaning government, overreaching government. Remember, authoritarian regimes begin with incremental steps, over-criminalization, surveillance, innocent citizens, imprisonment for non-violent, victimless crimes. Bit by bit, the citizenry finds its freedoms being curtailed and undermined for the sake of national security, and slowly the populace begins to submit. No one speaks up for those being targeted. No one resists these minor acts of oppression. No one recognizes the indoctrination into tyranny for what it is. Historically, this failure to speak truth to power has resulted in whole populations being conditioned to tolerate outspoken cruelty towards their fellow human beings, bystander syndrome, in which people remain silent and disengaged, mere onlookers in the face of abject horrors and injustice. Time has insulated us from the violence perpetrated by past regimes in their pursuit of power. The crucifixion and slaughter of innocents by the Romans, the torture of the Inquisition, the atrocities of the Nazis, the butchery of the fascists, and the bloodshed by the communists, and the cold-blooded war machines run by the military-industrial complex. We can disassociate from such violence. Sorry. Excuse me. We can convince ourselves that we are somehow different from the victims of government abuse. We can continue to spout empty campaign rhetoric about how great America is, despite the evidence to the contrary. So we can avoid responsibility for holding the government accountable. We can zip our lips and bind our hands and shut our eyes. In other words, we can continue to exist in a state of denial. Whatever we do or don't do, it won't change the facts. The nation is imploding, and our republic is being pushed even closer to martial law. As Van R. Newkirk writes for The Atlantic, he's quoting this Atlantic writer, okay, Trumpism demands that violence be solved by local militarization, increased security at schools, the arming of teachers, and now the adoption of guns in places intended quite literally to be sanctuaries from the scourges of the world. Taken together, what Trumpism seems to intend is the creation, perhaps, and the expansion of the machinery of the police state. In facing what happens to be a rising tide of violence, the tide that Trump himself elevates and encourages, the prescription arms merely capitulates to the demands of that bloodshed. The purpose of political violence and terrorism is not necessarily to eliminate or even always to create body counts, but to disempower people, to spread the contagion of fear, sure, to splinter communities into self-preserving bunkers, and to invalidate the very idea that a common destiny is even possible. Mandates to arm people accelerates this process. They inherently promote the idea that society cannot reduce the global level of harm and promote the authoritarian impulse of people seeking order. While this guy, he's quoting Newkirk, misses the point by placing the blame squarely on the Trump administration. This shift towards totalitarianism and martial law started long before Trump, set in motion by powers that see the government as a means to an end in power and profit. Well, the Patriot Act 1 and 2 have to be an absolute template for martial law. As Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury of the Secretary, recognized years ago, Adolf Hitler is alive and well in the United States, and he is fast rising to power. Roberts was not comparing Trump to Hitler so much as today, as so many do today. Rather, he was comparing the American police state to the Nazi Third Reich, which is far more apt in comparison. Sure. After all, U.S. government agencies, the FBI, the CIA, and the military have fully embraced many of the Nazi well-honed policies, tactics, and I've used them repeatedly against American citizens for many years now. Indeed, at every passing day, the United States government borrows yet another leaf from the Nazi Germany playbook. Secret police, secret courts, secret government agencies, surveillance, censorship, intimidation, harassment, torture, brutality, widespread corruption, entrapment, indoctrination, and indefinite detention. Spot on. These are not tactics used by constitutional republics. They are the rule of law and the rights of the citizenry reign. Used by a constitutional republic where the rule of law and the rights of citizenry reign supreme. And I'd interject there, we are meant to live in a limited government in a constitutional republic, not a democracy. That's what America is meant to be. And John Stadler has broadcast many, many programs on that. Rather, they are the hallmarks of authoritarian regimes where the only law that counts comes in the form of heavy-handed unilateral dictates from a supreme ruler who uses a secret police to control the populace. Well, that's where the European Union is going as well. The empowerment of the Gestapo, Germany's secret police, tracked with the rise of Nazi regime in much the same way that the rise in American police state corresponds to the decline of freedom in America today. How did the Gestapo become the terror of the Third Reich? It did so by creating a sophisticated surveillance and law enforcement system that relies for its success on the cooperation of the military, the police, the intelligence community, neighborhood watchdogs, government workers of the post office and railroads, ordinary citizens, servants, and a nation of snitches, including inclined to report rumors, deviant behavior, and even just loose talk. In other words, ordinary citizens working with government agents helped create the monster that became Nazi Germany, all built on fear, of course. Writing for the New York Times, Barry Ewan paints a particularly chilling portrait of how an entire nation becomes complicit in its own downfall by looking the other way. In what may be his most provocative statement, Johnson says, most Germans may not have realized until very late in the war, if ever, that they were living in a vile dictatorship. This is not to say that they were unaware of the Holocaust. Johnson demonstrates that millions of Germans must have known at least some of the truth, but he concludes a tacit Faustian bargain was struck between the regime and the citizenry. The government looked the other way when the petty crimes were being committed. Ordinary Germans looked the other way when Jews were being rounded up and murdered. They abetted one of the greatest crimes of the 20th century, not through active collaboration, but through passively denial and indifference and standing idly by, having allowed their power to be taken from them. That's what he's saying as well. Much like the German people, we the people have become passive, polarized, gullible, easily manipulated, and lacking in central thinking skills, distracted by entrapment spectacles, politics, and screen devices. He's finally come to it. We too are complicit, silent partners in creating a police state similar to the terror practiced by former regimes. Can the Fourth Reich happen here? It's already happening right under our noses. Much like the German people, we the people are all too inclined to look the other way. In our state of passivity, denial and indifference, here are some of the looming problems we are ignoring. And he goes on to say, our government is massively in debt. Currently, the national debt is somewhere in the vicinity of $21 trillion. Approximately half our debt is owned by foreign countries, namely China, Japan, and Saudi Arabia. Our education system is abysmal. Despite the fact that we spend more than most of the world on education, we rank 36th in the world when it comes to maths, reading, and science. We'll superimpose political corrections on that. It's probably around 100. Far below the most, and the same in Britain, far below most of our Asian counterparts. Even so, we continue to insist on standardized programs such as Common Core, which teach students to be test takers rather than thinkers. Our homes provide little protection against government intrusion. Well, the right to own property has been destroyed, as Tom DeWeese has been pointing out in his new book. Police agencies are ready and empowered to crash through your door if they suspect you're up to no good. Now have rather radar devices that allow them to see through the walls of your homes. Our prisons housing the largest number of inmates in the world and still growing, have become money-making enterprises for private corporations. They rely on the inmates for cheap labor. We are no longer, that's what China says, that the prisons attached to industrial estates for that reason. We are no longer, and we've been the beneficiaries of cheap clothing and shoes from there for 25, 30 years now. We are no longer a representative republic. The U.S. has become a corporate oligarchy. As a recent academic survey indicates, our elected officials, especially those in the nation's capital, represent the interests of rich and powerful, they're owned and paid for by the multinationals. We've got the most expensive, least effective health care system in the world compared to other Western industrial nations. The air pollution levels are dangerously high for almost half of the U.S. population, putting Americans at greater risk for premature death, aggravated asthma, difficulty breathing, and future cardiovascular problems. Despite outlandish amounts of money being spent on the nation's infrastructure, there are more than 63,000 bridges, one in every 10 bridges in the country, in urgent need of repair. Some of these bridges are used 250 million times a day by trucks, schools, buses, and passengers, and other vehicles. Americans know little or to nothing about their rights or how the government is supposed to operate. This includes educators and politicians. For example, 27% of elected officials cannot name even one right or freedom guaranteed by the First Amendment, while 54% do not know the Constitution gives Congress the power to declare war. We missed a sentence here. Nearly one out of every American children lives in poverty, ranking us among the most in the developed world. That's the same, pretty much the same in Britain. I think it's 25%. Patrolled by police, our schools have become little more than quasi-prisons in which kids under the age of four are being handcuffed for acting up, subjected to body searches and lockdowns, and suspended for childish behavior. We're no longer innocent until proven guilty. In our preset surveillance state, the burden of proof has been shifted so that we are all suspects to be spied on, searched, scanned, frisked, monitored, tracked, and treated as if we are potentially guilty of some wrongdoing. That's Napoleonic law, guilty until proven innocent. Parents are no longer viewed as having an inherent right to raise their children as they see fit, are increasingly being arrested for letting their kids walk to the playground alone or play outside alone. Similarly, parents who challenge a doctor's finding or request a second opinion regarding their children's health care needs are being charged with medical child abuse in a growing number of cases and losing custody of their children in the process. Okay, we're going up to the last break of this hour, and we'll finish this article with the next break. Okay.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Very quickly, just try and finish this article by John Whitehead. It's outstanding article. It's called America is on the Brink of a Nervous Breakdown, John Whitehead, and it's on activistpost.com. And he says, private property means little at a time when SWAT teams and other government agencies can invade your home, break down your door, kill your dog, wound or kill you, damage your furnishings and terrorize your family. Likewise, if government officials can fine and arrest you for growing vegetables in your yard, praying with friends in your living room, installing solar panels on your roof, and raising chickens in your backyard, you're no longer the owner of your property. You no longer live in a free society. Court rulings undermine the Fourth Amendment and justifying invasive strip searches and left us powerless against police empowerment to forcefully draw our blood, forcefully take our DNA, strip searches and probe us intimately. Accounts are on the rise of individuals, men and women alike, being subjected to what is increasingly government-sanctioned rape by police in the course of routine traffic stops. Never mind the amount of 1,100 people murdered at traffic stops in 2017, I believe. Americans can no longer rely on the courts to mete out justice. The courts were established to intervene and protect the peoples against the government and its agents when they overstep their bounds, yet the courts increasingly march in lockstep with the police state, while concerning themselves primarily with advancing the government's agenda, no matter how unjust or unconstitutional. Americans have no protection against police abuse. It is no longer unusual to hear about incidents in which police shoot unarmed individuals first and ask questions later. What is increasingly common, however, is the news that the officers involved in these incidents get off with little more than a slap on the wrist. If there is any absolute maxim by which the federal government seems to operate, it is that the American taxpayer always gets ripped off. This is true whether you're talking about taxpayers being forced to fund high-priced weaponry that will be used against us, endless wars that do little for our safety and our freedoms, or bloated government agencies such as the National Security Agency, which is with its secret budgets, covert agendas, and clandestine activities, rubbing salt into the wound, even monetary awards and lawsuits against government officials who are found guilty of wrongdoings are paid with taxpayer funds. Americans are powerless in the face of militarized police. In early America, government agents were not permitted to enter one's home without permission or in a deceitful manner, and citizens should resist arrest when a police officer tries to restrain them without proper justification or a warrant. Daring to dispute a warrant with a police official today who's armed with a high-tech military weapons would be nothing short of suicidal. Moreover, as police forces across the country continue to be transformed into extensions of the military, Americans are finding their once peaceful communities transformed into military outposts, complete with tanks, weaponry, and other equipment designed for the battlefield. Okay. Said, now these are not problems that you can just throw money at, as most politicians are inclined to do. Well, anyway, we're at the top of the hour break, and I will complete this article after the top of the hour. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to